Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Good morning. I've gathered the sales team together for an important announcement about our line of solar panels. I'm thrilled to announce that we have surpassed our goal of selling 1,000 units. Great job, everyone! The company would like to give each of you a special gift. You can choose between a luggage set and a watch. Please email me by Friday to let me know which one you want. Thank you for your hard work. Keep it up!
Number 71.
Who most likely are the listeners?
Number 72.
What is the speaker pleased about?
Number 73.
Why should the listeners email the speaker? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following advertisement. Valley Solutions has the experienced landscapers you need to keep your yard looking its best. We're more than just a maintenance service. We can totally transform your property with the strategic planting of flowers, bushes, and trees. Our designs have been featured in Outdoors magazine, as well as the hit TV show Home With Us, presented by Spencer Shaw. Call us at 555-0141 to book a free consultation to get you started. And don't forget to visit our website, www.valleysolutions.com, to look through our gallery of photos posted by satisfied customers.
Number 74.
What is being advertised?
Number 75.
Who most likely is Spencer Shaw?
Number 76.
According to the speaker, what can listeners do on the website? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Next, I'd like to update you on our library's annual used book sale. Normally, we hold this sale in August, but we've decided to move it to June this year because a lot of people read books over the summer break. We will have one library employee present during each shift of the 5-day sale, and the rest of the workers will be volunteers. We still need a few more volunteers, so please ask your friends and family if they would like to help out. As donated books come in, they'll be stored in my office temporarily. As you know, the Willow Room has flood damage that needs to be fixed. Any questions?
Number 77.
According to the speaker, what is different about the sale this year?
Number 78.
What are the listeners asked to do?
Number 79.
What does the speaker mention about the Willow Room? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Miss Hong. This is Jack from Pyramid. I'm calling to follow up on your accounting firm's company retreat at the Roden Luxury Resort. You've hired us to transport your employees between your office and the resort on April 5th and 7th. You said you'll have 94 people total, so that's 2 buses. But, I still need to know when you want to leave your office. I'll be gone this afternoon, but I'd still like to hear from you today. You can call and talk to my assistant, James. He'll take a message and pass it on to me. Thanks.
Number 80.
What kind of business is Pyramid?
Number 81.
What information does the speaker ask for?
Number 82.
What does the speaker want the listener to do? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following tour information.
Welcome to today's tour of the Pernex Limited manufacturing complex, which includes our production, testing, and distribution facilities. The highlight of our tour will be a visit to our state-of-the-art factory, where you'll see actual workers baking the delicious cakes and pies we're famous for. Today's tour will last a full 3 hours. We'll see every part of the complex, and the buildings are spread over a large area. There are places to sit along the way if anyone gets tired. Now, to accommodate a slight change in our manufacturing schedule, we've adjusted our tour route. We'll begin our tour where we usually end it, at the gift shop. Please, follow me.
Number 83.
What kind of products does Pernex Limited make?
Number 84.
Why most likely does the speaker say?
The buildings are spread over a large area.
Number 85.
What will the listeners most likely see next? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following broadcast. We're back on Science Seekers with our guest, Dr. Sanjay Bhatta of Toronto University. Dr. Bhatta has just finished creating an allergy medication that does not produce side effects in users. An article about his work was published last month in the National Medical Journal. In June, Dr. Bhatta will travel to Rio de Janeiro to accept the prestigious Cardoso Prize at an event there. If you would like to ask Dr. Bhatta a question about his work, call us on our hotline. Our contact numbers are listed on our homepage.
Number 86.
What has Sanjay Bhatta recently done?
Number 87.
According to the speaker, what will happen in Rio de Janeiro in June?
Number 88.
What are listeners encouraged to do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Next up, I'd like to inform you all that our elevators will undergo a safety inspection later today. This will be performed by city employees, and it is part of the regulations for buildings of our size. Unfortunately, you'll have to use the stairs during the inspection, which is likely to happen while everyone is coming and going at lunchtime. We were hoping it would be later, but we don't set the schedule. We'll post signs explaining the procedure near the elevators and stairways in case you want to know more. Thank you for your cooperation in this matter.
Number 89.
What does the speaker tell the listeners about?
Number 90.
What does the speaker suggest when she says,
"We don't set the schedule"?
Number 91.
According to the speaker, how can listeners get more information? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement. It's time once again for us to take inventory of the merchandise in our store. Next week, we'll have a team of people working on this after the store closes. We usually budget 5 days for this, but last year, everyone cooperated well. It took 3 days. I hope we can have a similar result again. Those who help with the inventory work will receive 1.5 times their usual hourly wage. If you'd like to add your name to the sign-up list, come to my office anytime today or tomorrow. Thanks.
Number 92.
What will some listeners do next week?
Number 93.
What does the speaker imply when he says, "It took 3 days"?
Number 94.
Why should listeners visit the speaker's office? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk and list.
Good morning and welcome to the factory tour here at Seneca Manufacturing. Today you'll have the opportunity to see how we make our wooden cabinets, tables, dressers, and more. We'll start out with a brief safety review before you tour the production floor. That will be followed by a live demonstration, the longest part of the tour. Then we'll wrap things up by answering your questions. This is a large facility, and we don't want anyone to get lost, so remember to remain with the group at all times. If everyone is ready, let's get started.
Number 95.
What kind of goods does the speaker's company produce?
Number 96.
Look at the graphic. Whose activity will be longer than all the other parts?
Number 97.
What does the speaker remind listeners to do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following speech and table.
On behalf of the Redfield Gallery, I'd like to thank you all for attending this fundraising event. Our goal is to continue making our extensive art collection available to the public, and your generosity helps us do that. Tonight, we raise just enough to make the necessary upgrades to our website. We'll start that project in January, and we hope it will attract more visitors. To wrap up this evening's proceedings, you'll hear a speech from one of our artists, Randy Edelman. But first, I'd like to introduce him and give you some background information.
Number 98.
Where most likely does the speaker work?
Number 99.
Look at the graphic. About how much money was collected during the fundraiser.
Number 100.
What will the listeners do next?